Today we'll be doing Sif Hey. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Emrotel yikanes leves akitzei kavua la'asos tzirachav." A person wants to go to a permanent bathroom to defecate. Cholson berichuk arba amos. He must remove his tefillin when he is 4 amos away. The Rama says, "V'yeshomer mafilu below tzirachav v'tov la'achner." The Rama says that even if you don't want to defecate but you want to enter into a permanent bathroom, you must remove your tefillin when you're 4 amos away. And the Rama says that it's good to be machner for the shita. V'golan baritzuos shalohen v'ochazan bimino uvevigdo kineged libo. You should wrap up the ritzuos of the tefillin over your right hand and put them into some clothing and hold it opposite your heart. Should be careful that the ritzuos don't drop down a tefach from your hand so they don't touch the floor of the bathroom. And when you leave the bathroom, you must go distance yourself 4 amos before putting the tefillin back on. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Yurches tells us, "Leves akisei kavua, nakar kavua mishum seifa, la'ash minan, da'afilu bekavua machnes ha'tefillin imo mishum shmira," that even when you're entering a permanent bathroom, you could enter with your tefillin on if you want to guard them. Aval inachanami da afilu be'enu kavua klal tzarech lachlutz berichuk dalaramos mimakom sharotza lipanos. Even if it's not a permanent bathroom at all, you have to remove the tefillin when you're 4 amos away from the place in which you want to defecate. Uched le'el besos sivkata yugimol v'chein madinakat lasos tzrachav gamken mishum revusa de seifa aval be'emesu adin lachashtin tzarech lachlutz berichuk dalaramos uched le'el besivalav. But the truth is that even if you want to urinate in a permanent bathroom, you also have to remove your tefillin when you're 4 amos away from the bathroom. The Magen Avraham says that even Meikar Adin, one is not permitted to enter a bathroom with tefillin. The Lo Gara Mimerchatz LeKaman B'Simen Mem Hei Sev Beis. It should be no worse than a bathhouse, which we'll talk about later on. However, the Rosh doesn't sound that way. Gam Midivrei Rav Hai Lo Mashmachi Ayin Shem. It also doesn't sound that way from Rav Hai Gon. Sefer Ha'eshko Shem Agon Mashu Kesei Rutsu Da Magen Avraham Ayin Shem. Bimino Avalo B'Smolom Mipenei Shetzarech LeKanech B'Kamo Shekasu B'Simen Gimel. You can't put your tefillin in your left hand to put it in your right hand because you have to wipe yourself with your left hand, as we spoke about earlier in Siman Gimel. Here we're not concerned that you're going to use your right hand to scrape off the sprinkles of urine that got onto your clothing. Since we're discussing a permanent bathroom, so most likely you defecated while sitting down. Kovah. The Ramami Pano says that one is permitted to enter into dirty alleyways, even if it's really, really dirty, while wearing tefillin, but it's proper to cover it with some sort of a head or with some sort of hat or head covering. If a person wants to remove his tefillin and then put it back on after he leaves the dirty alleyway, that's also okay. If a person knows he has to walk through these dirty alleyways, then he should wait until he gets to shul to put on his tefillin, or he should put it on at home but then cover it up when he enters into these alleyways. So there's a question about whether you have to cover the ritzuos, and certainly the ritzuos to go around your finger. The Radvaz also sounds like that even Meikar Adin, you have to cover your tefillin when you walk into a dirty place. And if you can't cover them, then it's better to put your tefillin on when you come to shul. Sounds like you don't have to cover the dalet and the yod on the tefillin of the ritzuos, because that's considered in halacha to be derech kshira, to be something that you tie on and not something that you write on, and therefore you don't have to cover it when you enter into a dirty alleyway. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Zivav tomorrow.